annoyed. What is the Tasmanian Council of Social Services feeling in response to this budget? Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
It was a surprise that the job seeker rate was risen at all, but is the amount they've risen it going to have any significant impact?
Unfortunately, not really, Rick. The rise amounts to about $2.80 a day. So it lifts it from $50 a day to $52.85 a day, which is about $365 a week, still $150 below the poverty line. So for the Tasmanians who are struggling on these low payments, and mind you, youth allowance is also went up by $2.80 a day, but it is still far below the job seeker rate. For people living on those allowances, they're still living in desperate poverty, and there's no relief in sight for them.
Is there relief, though, in the sense of better bulk billing at Medicare, electricity price relief, and then capping rent as well?
Yeah, there's no caps on rents, unfortunately. That would have been a very welcome move. We believe that one
of the ways... pardon me, rent assistance.
That's right. So rent assistance has gone up, Commonwealth rent assistance, by 15%, but still well below the level that rents have been rising. Mm. So again, it's some comfort. Bulk billing, we thought that was a terrific announcement. We know Tasmania has the lowest bulk billing rates in the country and the highest proportion of people who don't see a doctor because of cost. So it's really going to help, assuming GPs take it up, particularly in regional areas. It should help people, kids under 16, concession card holders, get better access to affordable healthcare, and that is significant. Overall, it's those payments level that are trapping people in poverty that we're most concerned about.
Both the housing industry and people dealing with homelessness have been really disappointed. The releases in the inbox saying they've just not done enough in terms of building new homes.
Agreed. The best thing around housing that the federal government could do is invest in a program of 25,000 social houses per year for the next 10 years. That's the way to address current and projected demand. Mm. And, you know, you've seen it, Rick. Your listeners are seeing it every day. More and more people in tents around our cities and suburbs.
But, Charlie, is this budget pretty good news, though, compared to past budgets? Or, as Mark Thompson said on Twitter, are we just so used to the government taking things away from people that when they chuck out a breadcrumb, we're pathetically grateful? Parents Next program has been axed. That's been very controversial. They've raised the age for single mums, to 14.
Yep. And those are very welcome. I've got kids, mine are a lot older than that now, but when they turn 7 to 8 years old, I can tell you the care and time to nurture and look after them did not change a bit. So that's a fantastic change. Axing Parents Next, which was just punitive, not very helpful for many parents, is also good. So, Rick, you're right. There is a lot to be pleased about in this budget. It may be partly because over the last 10 years, there's been very little to be pleased about. But I think what hasn't been mentioned, it wasn't really mentioned at all in the budget papers, although it's sitting there, is $275 billion in tax cuts that will not help at all people on the lowest incomes and will flow mostly to the people on the highest. And I think if you're in a tent or shivering in a rental you can barely afford at the moment, you'd be looking at those billions of dollars and thinking, why weren't they used to help me?
Charlie, great to talk to you today. Acting CEO of TASCOS at 17 past 7. This is ABC Radio Hobart. Interestingly, our GST is down about $270 million and the cost of the state